It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Dave and Dejanovic have inside sources.
What to do with Vice President Kamala Harris? That's what we're going to talk about with Boyd right now. Some news organizations think, Dave, that she's the future of the party. Others are not so sure. Let me break this down for you. The Hill conducted a poll and found that Harris and Michelle Obama were the top contenders if Biden doesn't seek a second term. But here's the problem. The poll has Harris leading Obama with 13% over Michelle Obama's 10%.
Not leading by 13%.
No.
13% total. Yeah, those are abysmal, right? Harris's approval ratings are absolutely in the basement. You saw the USA Today poll had her at 28%. Some have seen it as high as 40% or 42%. But that's bad.
This is an all. This is lower than Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
And remember what I brought up about him?
He shot his friend in the face.
By accident.
It was by accident.
It's a hunting buddy.
Still shot him in the face.
And so, his poll numbers were higher after that incident.
I know.
Than Kamala's.
Okay, so this is the question we're asking. If Vice President Harris is not the future, okay, how do you get her out?
Okay.
Okay, so do you just swap her out next term or what? Okay, the UK Telegraph has the best suggestion. This is a total win-win. Instead of like switching her out and getting a new Canada.
Which would look bad.
Which would look horrible, right? And would end her career. Like, no question, politically. You appoint her to the Supreme Court next time there's a vacancy. So there you go. Promotion, kind of. What do you think?
Isn't that as shady as straight out of the House of Cards?
So, Seth tells me you want the nomination. You should take the advice of a smart man.
It is. This was literally a storyline out of House of Cards, which probably means it's a terrible script to go off of.
Is there a chance?
Boyd?
I'm going to say Snowball's chance in Guam.
Really?
Yeah.
No chance.
Not happening. This is so there's obviously the poll numbers are the poll numbers, and that is of concern both to the vice president and to the administration, which says a lot about where the administration is. Often the vice president takes a lot of the heat for a floundering presidency. And usually they think that, oh, if we just change the ticket, it'll get better. And this goes, you can go all the way back. We mentioned Dick Cheney already. You know, when George W. Bush was running for a re-election for a year and a half, all the speculation was, where are they going to dump Dick Cheney? Can they make him secretary of the secretary of something, something that's in Upper Mongolia? And same thing happened with Al Gore, by the way. In terms of, you know, maybe for this reelect, maybe we should just have somebody else. And so it is common speculation around the vice president. But to me, the more important thing to watch in this is not whether or not Vice President Harris is going to be nominated to the Supreme Court. I don't think that's happening. But the thing you should watch is what does it mean for the administration in terms of their agenda? If the press is spending a significant amount of time and if the party is spending a significant amount of time talking about the vice presidency, they're losing. They're not talking about the president and his agenda. And so that's a very important sub-message to all of this is what does it mean in terms of the communication strategy of the administration and where are they floundering right now?
First of all, as far as I know, there aren't any openings on the Supreme Court. So we'd have
unless
to get
they expand
there,
it. They are.
We'd have to get there quickly. But there's no it's not a requirement that she'd be a sitting judge.
No,
to,
actually, that's,
right? There are no requirements.
That's right. And you may remember in the Bush administration, they actually took a whack at this. They nominated Harriet Myers, who was White House counsel to the Supreme Court. And that lasted for about 72 hours, maybe a little bit longer than they had to unravel all of that. It just didn't work. So, yes, you can be nominated to the Supreme Court without being a sitting judge, for sure. I actually think that's not a bad thing, by the way, to bring some different perspective to the court in terms of how you're interpreting that.
She is an attorney, though. She is an attorney.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was a district attorney in San Francisco, and I think the attorney general in California as well. Okay, so
also remember, too, though, the longer they wait, as soon as you get into the midterm, if there's an open seat on the Supreme Court, it's going to be really tough to get it through after we get through the midterms. If the Republicans retake the Senate,
oh, right.
Then you're going to see Merrick Garland 3.0 in there. So if they were going to do that, someone would have to step down from the bench. The president would have to go. It would really be House of Cards-esque.
It already kind of feels that way.
He would have to kind of push somebody out and then put somebody in. And that's a lot of House of Cards move.
Okay, the future of vice presidents in general, what does it look like? If they want to run for president, obviously George Herbert Walker Bush won after Reagan, but then you saw that Al Gore lost after Clinton. So what does it look like for the vice president? Is it a good spot to be in?
It's a tough spot to be in. It's very hard to run. The history is not filled with a lot of success in that. I think let's take the current vice president, Harris. The best path for her would actually be for the president to tell her to do the job of the vice president, which is to preside over the Senate. Now, normally we only talk about that when there is a tie vote in the Senate.
And she walks over
and she casts a vote.
Hill, right.
That's not the job. The job is to preside over the Senate. There were a series of vice presidents early on in our history who just didn't like the Senate. And so they started doing other things. But the job is not Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer to drive the Senate. The vice president is supposed to do that job, which is why you always hear people address
We've forgotten about that.
So if they really wanted to position the vice president, if I were Joe Biden and I wanted to position Kamala Harris, I'd say, I want you to go sit in the chair in the Senate every day and drive this agenda. That's your job.
That would be incredible.
It'd be epic. It'd be better than House of Cards.
Well, it would be. And people would be like, what is she doing?
And Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell would go crazy because they've amassed all this power.
Which is doing it for that reason.
It's fake power. It's assumed power and bequeathed power. It's not real power.
Boyd Matheson of Inside Sources, great idea. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts here on the Dave and Dijanovic Show. As always, look forward to your show today at 1 o'clock right here on KSL News Radio.
All right, Deb, you said there's not a vacancy. I had to go back, so I've got to get this little detail in there because I did the research. By darn, I'm going to get it out there. You said there's no vacancy. There's only two presidents in history that haven't had a chance to nominate someone for the Supreme Court, Jimmy Carter and William Henry Harrison. And William Henry Harrison died 32 days into office, so that hardly even counts.
And Dujanovic.
Tim and Amanda here with breaking updates. Mornings from 5 to 9.
Then from 3 to 7, it's Jeff Kaplan and his Minute of News.
We're all on KSL News Radio.
Utah's all-day companion for news.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.